This is program number LW2459. Well, somehow we've gotten it all backwards. Hi, this is Larry West. Not long ago, a local mental health office began hassling a religious-affiliated children's home. The state office felt the home was totally out of place because, and these are their words, it is totally inappropriate for the staff to pray with or for children, and grace before meals should be offered in silence, if at all. As a result, the state office was successful in getting a little girl named Judy taken out of that home and returned to the streets. And they justified their action because they said the home was, quote, confusing her with religion. Sure, guys, it's a whole lot better to give her a dope pusher than it is to give her God. And you do it all in the name of human rights. On the other hand, did you know that there are some state social workers that offer a kid free contraceptives, clinical treatment for venereal diseases, and an abortion without notifying the legal guardian? Somehow we've gotten it all backwards, all in the name of human rights. We spend our time protecting the child from God rather than protecting him from those things that will hurt him. In Manhattan, believe it or not, children who are up at midnight on weekends need only to tune to a basic TV cable channel to watch such things as a rape scene, a real one, a feature on a homosexual orgy palace, a scene of explicit lesbian sexual activity, a commercial selling boys for $65, a commercial showing three pairs of women's legs and a telephone number with a woman's voice telling viewers to call that number and they'll go anywhere in the metropolitan area. And all of that is on just a basic cable TV channel. The U.S. Department of Justice says it has decided there are no laws that apply. We've got it all backwards, folks. It seems that today, people are pleading the First Amendment more for the pornographers than for the preachers, and the criminal is being protected more than the victim is. More freedom is granted the protesters than the protectors. I agree with the president, frankly. He spoke to the delegates at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and he said that the First Amendment was not written to protect the people from religious values, but to protect those values from government tyranny. Somehow, though, we've gotten it all backwards. When Mr. Reagan spoke to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, he said that when our nation began, people came from every corner of the world, and they came in search of God instead of gold. Then he asked, when did we begin to lose sight of our conviction that a standard of right and wrong exists? When did we? Then he said, it's time that we realize that we need God more than he needs us. Mr. Reagan then acknowledged that millions of Americans have not forgotten the nation's noble beginning and that these Americans are determined to bring back those godly values. Mr. Reagan said, I do not agree with those who accuse you of trying to impose your views on others. He said, if we have to come to the point in America where any attempt to see traditional values reflected in public policy leaves one open to irresponsible charges, then I say that the entire structure of our society is threatened. It was then that the president reminded those delegates that the First Amendment was not written to protect the people from religious values, but to protect those values from government tyranny. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Somehow, in the last few years, we've gotten it all backwards. Today, there are those who would rather get a little Judy out of a religious children's home because they pray before a meal and put her back onto the streets where she can't get a meal at all, but even often becomes the meal of ravenous wolves. Somehow, we've gotten it all backwards. What we need is more servants of the people, those in government, to pray the same prayer that a government leader prayed a long time ago. Solomon prayed, give thy servant an understanding mind to govern thy people, that I may discern between good and evil. Think about that one today. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.